Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news.
Yes, vi singen så samman det kanske inte om det svänger in och det blir rätt.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men had never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird.
The following is a public service announcement brought to you by the John Denver Committee to Prevent Air Show Violence and Deaths Now. The JDCPASVADN says that until we close the air show loophole and place common sense regulations on assault planes with high-capacity fuel tanks, the death toll at air shows will continue to rise. Fuel tanks in assault planes should be limited to 10 gallons or less, except for law enforcement and military aircraft. Call your congressman today and ask him to support SB 1369, written in honor of the many victims of needless air show violence.
Amen tried and amen died. Now they're buried together on the countryside.
That's what I like to see, bullseyes, every time. And you can do the same thing with Beyer Barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Beyer Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Beyer Barrels specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10-22 and AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at BeyerBarrels.com. That's B-E-Y-E-R Barrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476 and tell him you heard it on the Shooting Fence, would you? Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good.
Could have been the whiskey. Talking to my old tom cat, we were talking about a hockey. The cat was talking back, along about that everything went right. I wasn't that hardy. I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's tree. Could have been the whiskey. Recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs. I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My hands are like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me,
But look at the mess I'm in. My hands are like a blue ball. I think I'm gonna die. It'll be me or me. Oh, my. Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party?
And it's time for the shooting bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
All right, there it is. There's the right button. Welcome to the shooting bench. It's the 19th of March, and it's a Monday. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Let me bounce over here to the chat room and see what's going on. I had a set my drink down on the edge of the table here, and it wasn't quite on the edge. It wound up on the floor. So anyway, that took a little time. Let's see. I'm glad you guys are jumping out there with the report of Doc. Our sound quality must be going down. Everybody else says 5x5. Doc says 4.9897x4.9897. I'll try to work on that and see if I can bring that up full speed. There's, let's see. I appreciate you guys that are jump out there and let me know what that is, so I don't have to ask and wonder every time. So thank you very much for that. A lot of stuff going on again, and I'm probably going to be that way every day, every show here for a while. Looks like our attendance in the chat room is a little bit light tonight for some reason. You know, Easter's coming up, and it's going to be on April 1st, April Fool's Day. And I'm wondering, is that going to create some problems for some people? Are we going to have rotten eggs, melted chocolate, you know, what's going on? Sounds like it could be an exciting day. You know, it's not like this happens very often. In the last 744 years, this has happened 22 times. It began the year I was born, 1956. Well, that's not where it began. That's just where I started. I started looking at the times it done. I could go back a few more years, but between 1956 and the year 2700, it has happened or is going to happen 22 times. Now, the funny thing about this, it's not like, you know, you can look at most of your, you know, look at, you know, George Washington's birthday or, you know, whatever you want to, Christmas. And it happens on a, you know, about every 7 years on the average, it happens on the same day again. But since Easter's set up a little bit differently than the rest of your holidays, it's kind of weird. Now, I'm not sure I figured this out. Some of you scholars out there might point me in the right direction, because I'm not going to spend any more time trying to figure it out. But in this 700 and whatever I said years, 744 years, there's been 11 years between dates. Let me change that. That should be 755 years, because it also happened in 1945. So in 1945 to 1956 was 11 years.
And then it didn't happen again for 62 years. And then it happened again in 11 years, then it happened again in 11 years, then it happened in 68 years, then 62 years, then 11 years, then 11 years, then 46 years. There's no pattern at all except that in that 755 years, there was 11 years between them 12 times, 62 years between them twice, 73 years between them twice, 46 years between them twice, 68 years three times, and 57 years one time. All in 755 years. So take all of that and 75 cents, and you can go somewhere and get you a cup of coffee, because that is some useless trivia if I ever seen some. But anyway, I thought it was kind of neat. I don't know why the 11 keeps coming up 12 times in that 700 years, and everything else was 2, 3, 1, 2, and 2. So if you guys get a handle on that and can figure out how to calculate how that happened, then let me know. Because I, you know, if you can let me know or not, I really don't care. But I've just kind of thought I'd throw that out there at you. Okay, crystal ball time. Oregon, your state sucks. In Multnomah County, Multnomah, whatever, they have, for the first time ever, accepted one of these, what you call, non-binary candidates for a member position for a city council person. And so this is one of these people are complete freaking weirdos. There's nobody any weirder than these people. They're the ones that say, I'm not male and I'm not female. You can call me them or us or whatever. And then after saying that, he comes out on the news on this day. He's a real freaky looking weird little dweeb. And he comes out there and says, I'm just one person. If you're one person, why do you want to be called them? If you're not, so does that mean you're one of each? You know, I've always wondered about these binary people. What do they do for sex? Well, what do you think? They're not man, they're not woman. They wake up one day and say, okay, I'm done. I don't need that anymore. I have no intention of participating in that activity again, because I'm neither. And if I'm neither, then that means I can't be doing that. I have no use for it. There's actually no way to do it if you're neither. That's why these people are completely, utterly retarded. There is no weirder bunch of people than these thems. And farther down, there was something else in this story. I actually read the story. He said, they renamed himself. His name's Van Wild. He's a candidate for precinct committee person. Doesn't identify as a man or woman, preferring the pronouns they or them. Now, this form that you have to fill out to run here for something like this only had two boxes. It said the form for the position had check boxes for precinct committee man or precinct committee woman. So he wrote in a third option, and the county accepted it with a box that read committee person. So that means voters are going to see an extra column on their thing here this next coming election. Current statute said major political parties will elect a committee of person of each sex for every 500 voters. So now there's got to be, is that weird or what? So now that option is changing as a third gender non-binary is legally recognized, and Wilde is excited to be part of the team. I'm one person, he says. I can't speak for all non-binary people, but I like to think that if a young person who doesn't feel like a man or woman receives... Now, what do you... I'm serious. What do you do for sex? What do you... You just wake up one day and, well, I think I'll... What will I be? I can't be the man. I can't be the woman. So... What happens to non-binary people? Because, well, this doesn't work. It's not going to happen. So there you have it. There's your other little tidbit of absolutely useless and ridiculous news. So let's talk about something a little more serious.
Yakima Glock says the city motto for Portland is "Keep Portland Weird." I don't know if that's true or not, Yakima Glock, but I wouldn't doubt it. Let's see here. Yakima Glock says they're going to have to put a fourth option on there for those that identify as non-persons.
Which means that these people don't believe in God. Or they believe that God has made a mistake. So there's always that. Okay, you guys have seen in the news here last very few years they've been talking about this. Now they're seeing some actually out on the street. And that's these, what do you call them, these... driverless cars, what do they call them? Automatic, what the heck do they call them? We got a name for them. Let me see if I can find that here. Anyway, I don't remember what they called it, but they, Uber has been experimenting with them. My first thought here is that when you're driving people around for hire, and the insurance probably is already through the roof, probably already a little bit high just for the by virtue of, you know, driving people around, but I don't know what it is. But when they said they're experimenting with it, shouldn't you experiment with crash dummies or something until you get it figured out, or liberals or something like that, until you, and maybe in a place where there's not very many people. Anyway, down here in Phoenix, or in Tempe, right outside of Phoenix, I guess a driverless automatic robot car of Ubers run over and killed a pedestrian. So there you have it. That's what you do when you experiment with cars that ain't got no driver. Got nobody at the wheel, nobody at the control, nobody to run the brakes. You know, artificial intelligence is pretty cool, but they're still artificial. I mean, it ain't real. And I know there's sensors and there's, you know, cameras and there's all this stuff on there. And it's probably a pretty neat idea. But it's still not going to take the place of having that peripheral vision and reflexes and being able to think on your feet or think on your butt, you know, sitting behind the wheel really quick. And this this driverless car,
autonomous cars. All right, well, we can call them that, I guess, if you want to. No, if you're the tinker, you said if you thought that was Austin. If you're talking about the person that was run over,
no, that was not in Austin. There may have been another one in Austin. I'm not going to doubt that. Let's see here. Uber self-driving car kills Arizona woman crossing the street 9 hours ago. Kills pedestrian in Arizona where robots roam. So maybe there was another one
in Austin. Well, I'll tell you what was in Austin to tinker, and I didn't look at the messages before that, but there was another bombing in Austin. That makes four in the last less than 2 weeks. An Uber self-driving car hit and killed a woman crossing a street in Arizona, police said on Monday, marking the first fatality involving an autonomous vehicle and a potential blow to the technology expected to transform. You know, Amy and I talked about this, and what I can see artificial intelligence being pretty intelligent when it has time to do. What if there is just a flash, just a little glitch where it just blinks about the time an elk jumps out in the road, or you come up on a manhole that the cover's off of, or railroad crossing where the arm's down. You know, what happens when all this stuff, this artificial intelligence, well, obviously it's not as intelligent as they'd like for it to think. Either that or they just didn't like this woman. So the ride services company said it was suspending North American tests of its self-driving vehicles, which are currently going on in Arizona, Pittsburgh, and Toronto. Buddy, if they're testing, there should be somebody behind the wheel. They don't have to drive and they don't have to step on the brake till something happens, but there needs to be somebody behind the wheel to watch and monitor this, and they need to do this for like a long time. But what if there's a little glitch, a little flash, a little blink, a little quick power outage where it switches from one power source to another or something, a backup, whatever the case may be. I don't know anything about it. But it just seems like a very, very poor idea to me. And probably this woman's family probably thinks the same thing. U.S. lawmakers have been debating legislation that would speed introduction of self-driving cars. This tragic accident underscores why we need to be exceptionally cautious when testing and deploying autonomous vehicle technologies on public roads. Yeah, you think? How about that? Yeah, that happened in Tempe, Arizona. Let's see, here it does. She was walking her bicycle outside the crosswalk on a four-lane road in Tempe, Arizona, 10 p.m. at night. I guess it has to be at night because there's no such thing as 10 p.m. in the morning. When she was struck by the Uber vehicle traveling at about 40 miles an hour. The Volvo XC90 SUV was in autonomous mode, with an operator behind the wheel. Oh, well. Evidently, the operator was on Facebook or something, not paying attention. She later died from her injuries in the hospital. Pedestrian was outside of the crosswalk. Okay, so now it's going to be her fault because she was outside the crosswalk. The car, I guess, would have recognized if it was in the crosswalk. I don't know. That's what it sounds like. As soon as she walked into the lane of traffic, she was struck. She did not know how close Hertzberg was to the vehicle when she stepped into the lane. See, if they don't know how close it was when she stepped out into the lane, if that artificial intelligence is so great, that shouldn't matter. What about that elk that jumps off? Amy and I had an elk jump in front of us one time. Coming back from, Prescott or somewhere over there, I don't remember. And it was dark, and there was a hill on the right-hand side. Pretty good bank. It was probably 25 feet high and real steep. And all of a sudden, this elk bailed out there, and it was just in the road. I mean, boom, there it was. It didn't come running in from the shoulder. It's like it parachuted in, just dropped in. And I cannot imagine that autonomous vehicle being able to handle that situation that quickly. And if there's a guy that has to pay that much attention behind the wheel just in case that happens, then what's the point of having the driverless feature anyway? Doesn't make any sense to me. Why don't we just do things like normal people? What a deal.
All right, we got to get off of this now. We got too many other things we need to do here. Let me get back over here. My crystal ball is all fogged up now. Got messages coming in, trying to keep things running. All right, here we go. No particular order here. You know, Kroger was one of the ones. Kroger's a subsidiary of Fred Meyer, or Fred Meyer's subsidiary of Kroger, one or the other, I don't know which it is. But anyway, they had decided also that they were going to up the age of long guns, selling long guns to 18 to 20-year-olds. Well, it wasn't long after that decision was made. It seems they were having a little trouble, almost probably 40% or so of their, well, it says right here, 45 of its 132 stores, Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. Apparently, they were having a little trouble with on the firearm side anyway. They said they were making like $7 million a year off firearms, so it couldn't have been that much trouble. But since this happened, I guess the bottom fell out, and they have shut it down. So Fred Meyer or Kroger, whichever one it is, they're no longer going to be selling firearms or ammunition. They're backing plumb out of it. I've heard that Dick's is having a little bit of a little bit of trouble. They've noticed financially that the decision may have not been the best that they made. But see what's going to happen. Dick started all this, and everybody else followed, and we're about to the point now where you either don't stand for your principles or you don't buy guns, because everything, a lot of the, all the bigger ones, not all of them, but a lot of the bigger ones have jumped on this bandwagon thanks to Dick's. And Dick's did it and everybody else thought it was a great idea, so why don't we just all do it? So we're to a point where now they're probably going to make it, some places have made it a state law. I believe Illinois, Florida for sure, and a couple of others. And if they keep that up, it very likely could become federal law. I should say very possibly, not very likely. As it is right now, Trump's of the opinion that the states ought to just take care of their own. And then there's the other deal where, okay, one, they're confiscating guns or plan to and making it illegal for people 18 to 20 to even own these guns, even if they already had them. And then there's another bill, another law that is already passed in a few states, where by somebody's definition, if they decide that you're a little bit cuckoo or a threat to yourself or someone else, they confiscate your guns. So, but nobody has announced any kind of guideline to go by. They just look and say, well, you're nuts, so we're taking your guns. So the next thing they'll do is they'll tell you everybody's nuts, or all veterans are nuts, or all binary, non-binary, of course, non-binary whatevers probably don't have guns anyway. But you get my drift here. This could turn into a very, very serious thing. And I don't like it.
I don't like it. Let me go in the chat room and see what's going on here. My mouse is a little mousy here for some reason. It ain't wanting to work for me. Now, Doc, that's a good idea. Yeah, sure. It'd be simple to do trains without engineers. Because, hell, trains can't stop in less than 5 miles anyway, so that would be okay. Doc, Doc, we can always depend on you to come up with a good logical solution there. If she'd have been pushing an autonomous bicycle, it would have been a fair fight now. Makes perfect sense. Oh, boy. Yeah, and B-Lady had a good point. The last bombing in Austin had tripwires attached to it. So this is getting to be a little bit sophisticated, a little bit more than the average guy making a pipe bomb out of, diesel and fertilizer and setting it off with a blasting cap or whatever. I hear my dog's going crazy. I'm going to have to go out and kill a coyote here in a minute. All right, let's see what else. It's almost time for a break. Let's take a break, and we'll come back here and talk about this more.
I'll be back.
And I want the rest of you cowboys to know something. There's a new sheriff in town.
We've had enough of the lies, the sanctimony, the arrogance, the hatred, the pettiness, the fake news. We are done with your agenda to undermine voters' will and individual liberty in America. So to every lying member of the media, to every Hollywood phony, to the role model athletes who use their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents, to the politicians who would rather watch America burn than lose 1 ounce of their own personal power, to the late-night hosts who think their opinions are the only opinions that matter, to the Joyanne Reeds, the Morning Joes, the Mikas, to those who stain honest reporting with partisanship, to those who bring bias and propaganda to CNN, the Washington Post, and the New York Times, your time is running out. The clock starts now.
Texas sun.
For my New Mexico listeners and anyone else interested in truth, justice, and the American way, my friend Gary McDaniel has tossed his hat in the ring for Division I Magistrate Judge. Gary has devoted his life to justice and has served the San Juan County residents for over 33 years in various capacities in law enforcement. He served as magistrate in 2012 and was also an alternate judge in Aztec. Gary's list of qualifications and awards is extensive and distinguished. So if you want to see liberty for all in action and see how it really works, vote Gary McDaniel, the primary election, June 5th, 2018. Gary McDaniel, family man, public servant, guided by God, conscience, and the Constitution. Welcome back to another segment of The Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
That ain't country.
That ain't country. Yeah, we country.
And we are back. Let's finish this up here. I just got a message in here right now while we were taking a break. It has gotten even stupider. Let me get my crystal ball fired up here. Okay, here you go. Y'all need to sit down. Don't have anything sharper than a Twinkie in your hands. And don't be chewing anything. Wouldn't hurt if you put a mouthpiece in. Okay, you ready? Some of you may have already seen this, but Kroger not only has stopped selling guns, high-capacity magazines, and ammunition. As of today, they're going to stop selling magazines. Now, I don't mean magazines that hold ammunition. I'm talking about paper magazines that you hold in your hand and read and look at the pictures. They're going to stop selling magazines featuring assault rifles. Okay. I'm done with this one. I'm speechless. I don't know. I don't get it. Stop selling magazines that feature assault rifles as part of a tightening of its policies in the wake of the Parkland mass shooting and growing national anger over gun violence. Okay. Cincinnati-based supermarket retailer said the new policy is being phased in now across its national chain. Kroger didn't name specific titles. The periodicals that have featured assault weapons include Guns and Ammo, Tactical Life, and Recoil. You know, that's going to be hard because every single outdoor magazine that features guns ever at all, at some point, is going to have an article about an AR-15 or a Mini 14 or an SKS or whatever. And so they're going to have to quit selling gun magazines, period, altogether, forevermore. Or they're going to have to wait till, okay, this month's edition came out and it's got a high .9mm carbine on the cover. So we're going to throw all these away or send them back, tell them to put give us credit for it, because we can't sell them. How dumb are these people? No savvy. Just don't get it. Here was a even more serious now. Here was a cab driver shot 7 times by a pal. He was an Uber driver. He must have been napping while the car was driving along or something. Uber driver clinging to life after passenger shot him 7 times during a robbery in the Bronx. You know, I think I wouldn't be a cab driver in the Bronx. Or anywhere in New York. Or New York City, anyway. Too hard to get a firearms permit there. And if you do have one, you wind up using it. It's pretty tough from what I hear to get out of that, where they say it's justified and you're good, you can go home. There'll be no charges filed. So, Readout News, hey, welcome. Glad you made it in. Yeah, according to that, no more guns and ammo in Kroger's. Like I said, this is going to be kind of weird because every gun magazine in the world, from the American Rifleman to Boys Life, Outdoor Life. Oh, even Boys Life may have one time. Outdoor Life, Sports Afield. Name one. I don't care. Each one of them at some point has had a story about an AR-15 or an AK-47 or whatever. So the way I'm seeing this happening, if they're going to stick to their guns, so to speak, they're going to have to quit selling gun magazines altogether across the board. Unless it's those few that are absolutely completely dedicated to handguns or shotguns. You know, even shotgun may not work because they may have a story about a Sega 12 or something on there. Or a Mossberg 930 or whatever it is with a pistol grip and a rail and black scary damn things, and they might, I don't know, this is just stupid. I mean, quit talking about it because I'm getting pissed here. Okay. Doc said the poor cabbie shot 7 times and wounded and stumbled into the path of a driverless Uber. Yeah, that happens from time to time. All right. Trying to keep up with all my chat room stuff here. By the way, New Mexico, I noticed A.M. Glock put a thing up there about Martin Heinrich, who is a screaming liberal. But New Mexico did good. They had a meeting today in Las Cruces, New Mexico, a little before noon their time, and this meeting was supposed to be not open to the public, and they were going to discuss a resolution trying to prohibit. What was it? I'll have to go back and look here. I think it was prohibit the sale of assault-style weapons. Anyway, the actual details of what the meeting was about was not as important as the fact that they were trying to sneak it in. And New Mexico, and I, with a little bit of my help, I put together an event for them and on Facebook and everything, got a lot of response to it. And a lot of people showed up and nipped it in the bud. I mean, that never saw the light of day. They killed it. It's been tabled indefinitely. And so they'll have to rework it and start over again at some other point. So New Mexico, good job. Proud of you. Did very good. Let's look here. A.M. Glock's got a good point. He's written articles for gun magazines. Wouldn't mind if you never did again. What's the reason? To inform you to test guns? No. The reason is for gun magazines to make money. Yeah, and they do. And I tell you, one of the things that ticks me off, well, I don't guess it ticks me off. It's kind of mildly irritating, but whatever the gun magazines have in it, whoever spends the most money and gets their gun on the cover of some of these magazines, that is the gun that sells the best for the next 2 or 3 months. You know, XD, I mean, Springfield did a marvelous job marketing the XD. Wow, you know, when the XD was the HS 2000 or H something 2000 out of Croatia, everybody thought it was a piece of junk. Nobody wanted one. They didn't sell. It was a catastrophe. And then Springfield bought the rights to it, and it still said made in Croatia, still does. But now it says Springfield, so they're awesome guns. And that's the history of the XD.
When they put them on the covers of all those magazines and had all these stories about them and everything, well, they sold really well. Of course, we were very successful in talking people out of them. It didn't take much. The few that were tried to hang in there, we'd take them out to the range. So here you go. Shoot this one here and then shoot this Glock. Tell me what you think. Okay? It's all over. All they had to do was shoot 4 or 5 rounds in each one of them and it was done. Didn't have to say a word. So, anyway, let's go. What are you talking about, Susie B? I know you ain't talking to me. You must be talking to Doc, because I was here Friday. And it was good music, thank you very much. Excellent, that's why we had so many people here. All right, let's see if we can get in another story or two here. In spite of Susie being knocking our good music there. Our Governor Ducey, we've known that he's not on our side, and it's not been, we're not happy that he's been elected. Stand by 1 second here. Okay, I'm back. That was easy.
So he's backing a bill now that allows guns to be removed from people that are deemed a threat. But again, this is one more state. If they get this passed here in Arizona, there are no guidelines, at least yet, that describe or define when somebody's too cuckoo to own a gun or when they're too dangerous. It's just kind of open for interpretation. Well, that guy, yeah.
Don't like him anyway. Let's go ahead and go take his guns away.
This is probably going to sign the death knell for Governor Ducey. It's highly unlikely, extremely, extraordinarily unlikely that he will get reelected, which is going to leave the door open for a Democrat here. So Arizona may be having some tough times here in the very near future. I hope not, but that's kind of what it's looking like right now. Okay, let's see what this one is. I got a bunch of them lined up here, and some I didn't even read. Here you go. Now, this could be, we could call this humor. We could call it aggravating. We could call it infuriating. Let's just call it California. There's a city in California, Anaheim, as a matter of fact, that is confiscating toilets from homeless people. I'm not sure what they've accomplished here. They're confiscating toilets. I don't mean porcelain toilets sitting down in the middle of the field. We're talking about porta potties there. The little, when we was working in construction, we'd say we'd all be in the little blue office over there for a little bit. But they're taking all these away and forcing them to use buckets. So how they, and their idea here, they said it's been called a public health crisis. Excuse me, but there's something I'm not getting here. These people have had these porta potties, which are plastic with plastic reservoirs in them, and ever so often, if somebody takes a notion to, they can come along and pump those things out, squirt them down with Smell Purdy, and put fresh water in them. And why is that more of a public hazard, health hazard, than having them use buckets and have them walk outside their can and dump it over the fence somewhere? How stupid is these people?
They're, let's see, somewhere in southern Anaheim, less than 5 miles from Disneyland, three porta potties, two pink, one gray, are locked in a city storage facility. They were meant for a dusty homeless encampment that sprawls along the west bank of the Santa Ana River and is home to hundreds of men, women, and children in tents and other makeshift shelters. But the toilets are sitting unused after being confiscated by the city, and the residents have nowhere to relieve themselves except in the bushes or in buckets or in the cramped privacy of their own tents. And this has somehow solved the health crisis? Okay, well, that's your story. I guess you can tell it any way you want to. But I'm not convinced that that's the best thing to do. Well, in Spartanburg County, South Carolina, you didn't see this in too many news places. It was actually Fox News Insider run it, but nobody else did. Concealed carry holder in a nightclub there. The guy opened fire into the crowd, wounded three people, and the concealed carry holder fired back, shot him in the leg. You know, he mashed that trigger. Shot him in the leg, and anyway, they jumped on him and kept him from hurting anybody else. Deputy said he's a hero, had a valid concealed weapons permit, will not be facing any charges. None of the injuries were said to be life-threatening. Man was charged with four counts of attempted murder, possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime, and unlawful carrying of a weapon. NRA has chastised the media for not reporting the incident. That does not fit well with what they're trying to do right now. So, it's almost like a good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy with a gun, huh? It's a lot like that. Starting to see more and more of those stories come up. And had talked last week, two or three of them that had done it with AR-15s. But that doesn't fit the story, so we won't do that no more. NM Glock, that's a good point right there. Good point. Thank you for bringing that up. NM Glock said, I guess they figure if they take the toilets away, the homeless will stop pooping. And that must be what it is, because it's the same mindset. It's that if we make laws making it illegal to kill people or illegal to have a certain type of weapon or something, then it'll stop. That's how they stop people from using drugs. Just made a law saying it's illegal, and all of a sudden nobody did. So we'll just make it illegal to poop in these things. We'll take those toilets, and that'll solve the problem. No place but California. Okay, well, anyway, I got to get on out of here. I got things to do, places to go, people to see. So we'll be back Wednesday. Got some more gun things to cover here. Don't forget our class coming up in, where is our class coming up at? Vancouver, Washington. Coming up May 11th, 12th, and 13th. 3-day personal defense handgun with a night shoot is a go. We've got several people already signed up. So that is, unless I get run over by a truck between now and then, that class will be happening. Got a private class here coming up next month, first weekend of next month, and probably in late May, maybe early June, maybe headed up to what the heck, in Colorado anyway. Here I am, bound around Pueblo somewhere, and for another 3-day class, so. Moving right along with those, just had a good concealed carry class in Springerville the other day. Looking at doing another one here in Sholo here very soon. I'm going to talk to some people about a place to do that here pretty quick. Okay, well, with all that running off at the mouth out of the way, I'm going to get on out of here. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Thanks for joining me.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.
Tucker Ball.